Welcome to Spotlight in the Lowcountry. This is a space dedicated for the voices that move us, the songs that stay with us, and the artists who pay their dues for the love of moving the masses. Come on in and meet the folks behind your favorite tunes. Without further ado, ladies and gents, our host, Mr. John Martin.
This is John Martin at WBFF Radio 97.7. We're starting the Spotlight on Lowcountry, interviewing the songwriters and singers and other musicians that plays on the station. So today I have with me Dee Dee Cumbie, which is an excellent musician and songwriter, and the lady that sings with him, accompanies him, is Teresa Lewis. Has an excellent voice. I just met her recently, but I've known Dee Dee for years. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I have a couple of questions for Dee Dee, I guess. How long have you been writing and playing?
I've been playing since I was, my dad said 7 years old. But I got my first band when I was 14 years old. And I've been playing ever since. And I've probably been writing probably about, probably started writing when I was about 20.
Okay, now, where do you get inspiration to write?
When I hear you talk, I'm looking for a hook in your voice. I'm waiting on you to say something that I can write down.
And it could
happen. I'm not about that. Our songs I hear, I'm always looking for a hook in somebody's...
Yep. So anyway, I had heard that you had done some playing in Texas.
Yeah.
In different places.
Played the Texas State Fair one time, and I was booked to play there the next year again, but I got sick and couldn't go back. Still planning on going back, but I just ain't got completely straight yet.
So you're currently playing venues now?
Yeah, locally around the Tri-County. Mm-hmm.
So if anyone wanted to book you or the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your...
Yeah, me and Teresa play together.
Yeah.
How would they go about doing that?
Teresa, tell them where we're playing at.
We play at Lucky's in Utahville. We play there on Saturday night. It's going to be Saturday night from 8:30 to 12:30. And then we'll play Sportsman in Cross from 8 to 11 on the 14th. That will be my birthday weekend, so that'll be a great show. Everybody can come out and listen to us. That would be good. That'll be great. But we play different places around the area. We've played at Miller's. We've got a lot of places in mind that we want to go. So we're just going to try to get this thing going and spread out a little bit more.
See, one thing that we're trying to do with the Spotlight on the Lowcountry is introduce the radio audience to the singers. Mm-hmm. Because you turn on the radio and you might hear Dee Dee sing and not realize who the musician is or who actually wrote the songs. So anyway, you mind doing us an original song right now?
Absolutely. Also, I want to say that if you want to get a hold of one of us, I'm Dee Dee Cumbie, and that's Teresa Lewis. You can get on our Facebook, send us a message.
And be glad to get back to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, hey, that's great.
Any birthday parties, any wedding, whatever you want, we can do.
Here's a song off my latest album called Love Me One More Time. Now, baby, love me one more time. And don't pretend that it ain't on your mind. Come on and take me. Take me by the hand. Love Me One More Time.
I like that. But see, I quit drinking years ago, but if I was still a drinking person, that's a drinking song. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And that would be a good dance tune, mm-hmm. I would think. So you mind doing one more and featuring the two of you together?
Yeah. What you want to do?
Follow you.
See, I like that.
What, following him?
Yeah.
I'll follow him.
So how did you two... get connected anyway.
He came to the church that I was attending. We had a singing going on that night, and he came in, and when he came in, I said, I know him. So I went back there and I said, I know this man. And naturally he didn't know me because it had been so many years, and he never met me anyway. And it just started from there. We started singing, and he said that he could sing with me, and then we started getting together that weekend. I was on a Friday night, wasn't it? And then we started getting together that weekend, and we've played ever since. We blend good together. He's like my big brother. He's getting on my nerves, but you know, love him anyway. But that's how.
Let's do some Jolene.
Songs like that. Dolly's always been one of my, me playing at Dollywood for 4 years, I got a lot of Dolly in me. I love singing her songs.
Okay, after you said that, tell us a little bit about that experience.
I put in just out of the blue, I put in for a spot to sing. I didn't know what it was going to be, whether it was going to be singing, what it was going to be. And I went in for the interview, and they said, well, what do you want to do? I said, well, I want to work. You know, that's it. Well, they put me a couple places, and they said, well, can you sing? And I said, yeah, a little, like that. And then I had to do a little interview with that and do some singing. And they hired me. And I said, well, okay then. And that was an experience and a half, because I hadn't been away from home too long at that time. And I really enjoyed getting to know the people. And I played on Dolly's back porch, so to speak. That's where I played at. And her uncle and all them was playing with me. And it was an experience. I loved it. But after about 4 years of it, I got really, really homesick because I didn't have anybody up there. But I got to know a lot more music, and that was good for me. And I enjoyed it very much, very much. So that was good.
So what's this about you singing with the judge?
I did. I won this thing off the radio, and I was able to go to the judge. They were doing their farewell tour with Naomi. And when they were doing the farewell tour, I was there, and I got to sit and talk with them for a while. And after I sat and talked with them a while, and they said, well, why don't you sing with us? No, she said, do you sing? And I said, well, I have sang. And I sat there and just listened, and we just talked. Well, that night when it was time to sing with the judge, we were sitting there, and she says, well, we got a special guest. And I'm going, who is that? I had no idea. And they called me up there to sing, and I just went, oh, my gosh, like that. And that was an experience in itself. It was. I'm getting to sing with them on their farewell tour. That was really cool. Really cool. Naomi and Wynonna was really good people.
See, when I met you a couple weeks ago, I didn't know that story. You know what I mean?
See?
And what I'd like for you to do is do a song by yourself. Of course, I'm playing the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the reason being, I would like to... for Jonathan to put a song with just you singing by yourself on the radio.
Yeah.
And then eventually, possibly more.
Yeah.
But let people see what you sound like.
Okay. Let's do You Ain't Woman Enough is good for me. Loretta Lynn?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's in G.
Yes. You come to tell me something. And you said I ought to know that he don't love me anymore, and I'll have to let him go. You say you're gonna take him, oh, but I don't think you can, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. Women like you, they're a dime a dozen. You can buy your own anywhere, but you can get to him.
I like five songs by Loretta. One was Fist City. You know that?
I got a little story about that song.
Lot, you know?
I said that I sang that song with my uncle and then growing up and everything. I was in a club and I was just standing there and I was singing, if you don't want to go to Fist City. A fight started out with these women at the bar, and I'm turning and looking both ways, and I looked at my uncle, he said, Tracy, just keep singing. And I'm standing there looking at these girls. They were going at it. And I'm saying, if you don't want to go to Fist City. And I'm going, oh, my gosh. That was an experience. He says, you done good. Just don't stop. And I went, oh, my gosh. That was interesting. That was interesting.
I imagine so.
It was. It was. Finally, they got him out. So the song was over. And I said, okay, I'm done. Somebody else's turn.
Evidently, somebody didn't take that advice.
Evidently, somebody didn't.
But no, it's so good to see y'all today and
absolutely
listen to
you. Good to be here.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
now,
is.
Now, I know you're playing tonight. This is Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And every Thursday, the radio station has an open mic.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be playing here for that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I will too, if y'all let me. But anyway, you know.
Of course.
Yeah. So, So what's the next place on your agenda?
We play at Lucky's in Utahville Saturday night from 8:30 to 12:30. And then after that, the next place would be Sportsman in Cross. We'll play on the 14th of August. We have a couple of places, or one or two places in between, but that's just like, we sing at these retirement homes in Mount Pleasant. We got different ones that we play on and sing go in there. So we got a few of those, but yeah.
Yeah, if anybody'd like to get a hold of us, my name's Dee Dee Cumby. Just look me up on Facebook, send me a message.
Teresa Lewis.
Lewis.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'd love to do outside things, birthdays, holidays. We love what we do. We really do. But we sing a lot of older stuff because that's...
We do some newer stuff too.
Yeah, we do.
So you do gospel as well as... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think I wrote one bluegrass song. It depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
Oh my. Oh my.
I don't play bluegrass, but I think it's
good. Yeah.
We're playing cool. Next interview.
There you go.
I'll tell you in a minute. I'm going to come back in. Sammy Smith helped me make it through the night.
Mm-hmm.
You mind doing that? Do you feel like doing it?
Sure. Take the ribbon from my hair. Till the early morning.
listening audience, it doesn't get any better than this, having y'all staring at me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Both of y'all very good.
Grab yourself some snacks, and we'll be right back with more from Spotlight in the Lowcountry here on WVFF 97.7 FM, Veterans for Freedom Radio.